Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yay! Well, what a wonderful place to be on a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Isn't it great? Who wouldn't want to talk about European legislation at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning? So I'm Simon Phipps. I and the people who you see here have somehow scraped together a dev room for you. So Jordan has done almost all of the work, the actual work. And he claims he hasn't. That's how you know he has. And then I've got Achis and Axel here, and we have also got in the dev room managers list Felipe, who is going to be here soon, he promises. And we're going to take it in turns to wear the ugly blue shirt. And then Sebastian as well. So Sebastian is another one of the organizers. So the general theory today is that we would like to get you in a position where you can meet other people who are like-minded. It's a little bit like, I don't know if you ever ask yourself why you send your children to school. Well, you send them to school, one big reason is because having them at home is something you don't want to do all the time. Another big reason is because you would like them to learn mathematics and you'd like them to learn how to write and things. But the main reason you send children to school is so that they end up as good adults. And this dev room has got different layers as well. So there are some great talks from authoritative speakers, and those are good things. But the main reason to come here is so that you end up with a Signal address book full of like-minded people who can help you navigate the wave of new legislation that's coming. Some of the people in the room are people who are writing the legislation. They're all in disguise, so you can't easily work out who they are. So just say what you think about what your needs are. You don't have to be angry about anything, because the people who you would be angry towards already know you're angry, so you don't need to do it again. Just express your needs and make friends. And we've succeeded if you go home this evening with at least one person from this dev room added to your Matrix chat, or on Signal, ideally. This year, I believe, has been a tremendous success for open source in the legislative arena. I believe that over the last year, we have made, there's been a fundamental change in the way that legislation works in Europe. In the CRA, it became obvious during the middle of the year, and tell me if I say it wrong, but it became obvious in the middle of the year that there were a lot of changes that would need to be made to the wording in the CRA to accommodate the way that open source community projects actually work. And so the European Commission introduced a new concept into the CRA, the concept of an open source software steward. And that means that for the first time, legislation is now treating open source as a separate thing from manufactured goods. And that means that it's now possible for people who actually do care about open source to write legislation that does not accidentally harm us. But they can only do that if we help them understand what harms us and what doesn't. So that's the other reason this dev room is here today, is to help those people work out how open source actually works on the ground. So that's the dev room today. Make friends, fill up your Signal address books. The day is structured as four workshops, and the workshops are 2 hours long, and it would be ideal if you were to stay for the full 2 hours rather than come and go for individual talks. If you don't feel you can do that, well, we won't hate on you. But much, anyway. Apart from that, that's all I've got to say, because I think I'm running two panels and a fishbowl today. So I'll hand over to Jordan, who is running the first block, to do the thing that's supposed to happen at 9:05.